I'm Corby Davidson. The Ticket Ticker is coming up in a minute.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
I'm Corby Davidson, and this is the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Student Union and DriversSelect.com. The Mavericks won their 10th straight last night as the French Connection did their part. Jan Mahinmi had the first double-double of his career, and after the game, he and the other French guy had their first double-team of their career. J.J. Barea was their victim, and he took it like a man after the game, saying, "French lovers are more tender than those Germans, or black guys." Mahinmi said that Barea looks and feels just like Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Perfect game for me in the beginning. I talked with coach, and it was definitely a good feeling that I'd be able to play against those guys. You know, they like to play up tempo like me, so I was scared. That was great.
Obviously, not an American. The Stars seem to have many more games on their schedule this year. The Cowboys play Andy Reid and Tom Gribble and the rest of the gutter trash Eagle fans this week. And the Rangers looks like that they're going to be signing people to contracts coming up in the very near future. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Napa Auto Parts. Give that do-it-yourself on your list a two-piece ratcheting wrench set for just $19.99 from Napa Auto Parts. It's the gift that just keeps on giving and fixing. Napa, did I read the second one too? No? Okay. Well, that's it then. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30 with Corby Davidson. I'm Corby Davidson, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Corby Davidson, and I have to pee, so let's move this along.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket Ticker!
This is the second Ticket Ticker of my morning, and it's brought to you by Dr. Charles Wallace and Norm's favorite, Soul Man's Barbecue. So here's a query for all of you. If France has all of these large athletic black men, why is it that they're so scared to fight in any wars? They back out of every major skirmish, presumably because they don't have the actual athletes to fight or maybe the stomach for the fight. Yet we have three large athletic French black guys right here in Dallas playing on the same basketball team. They combine for like 20 points and 20 rebounds. They could have killed half the white American crowd in attendance with their bare French black hands. So you're telling me there's not like 1,000 of other French guys in France that look just like that, that wouldn't fight for their country and kill for that flag, who'd be willing to protect their country? I don't understand it. And these guys are huge and black and frightening. I say let's start a war with Chad or Namibia, and we tell France if they don't join us, then we stop sending them cigarettes. Here's French black warrior Alexei Ajinka.
I did a good job, you know, tonight. Hopefully it's not the last time I will be on the court. So, you know, just keep working hard and see what's going to happen in the future.
What? That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Shapiro Law Firm. In the courtroom, there's no room for inexperience. Trust the Shapiro Law Firm and their combined 40 years experience in criminal and family law. The ShapiroLawFirm.com principal office, Plano, Texas. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50 with Corby Davidson. I'm Corby Davidson, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Corby Davidson. If you like tickers, you'll love this.
Sports news first, guaranteed. Ticket Ticker!
I'm Corby Davidson. This is the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by the Sante Center for Healing and the Diamond Doctor. Well, today is a very special day in history as John Lennon celebrates 30 years of being dead, away from his ugly wife. It's also the 30-minute anniversary of Rick Carlisle telling Sean Bass to shove it up his ass. Sean thought that he would ask the coach about a subject that was obviously akin to abortion or religion. And here's what the coach thought of it.
Do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I
Sean was seen in the bathroom immediately after wiping a tiny bit of pee-pee from his trousers. Here is the stammer once again from Sean.
Now,
Here is Rick Carlisle telling him no.
No.
Here is Sean's stammer.
Now,
Here is Carlisle's no.
No.
here is the whole thing.
Do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established? Such a
no.
give up. Now, I
our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. I'm Corby Davidson. Wait a minute. Crap. That's the ticket ticker, a service of Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep. As you know, at Dallas Dodge, you can take it from Gordo. Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep is the biggest, the best, and the only Dodge dealer in Dallas. Call 1-800-NEW-DODGE or go by Dallas Dodge just 5 minutes east of Central at 635 and Jupiter. I think we're going to have a ticket ticker at 11:10.
No.
Maybe not. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310.
Now,
the ticket. It's time to talk sports with the ticket ticker. Coming up in a minute.
When we say sports, you say now. Ticket ticker.
My name is Corby Davidson, and I'm bringing you the Ticket Ticker, a service of NBC Universal. This is my fourth ticker of the morning, probably my worst. I'm digging for content. So let's focus on the Cowboys. The Cowboys face the Eagles this weekend. Now on to the Aggies. Von Miller just won the Butkus Award. That means that Texas A&M has just won a postseason award. I believe for the first time since John David Crow won the Heisman, who I believe is the same age as Christ. Do you understand how long of a drought that is? A major college football team being shut out of every award for over 7-8 decades? God, you guys suck. But at least you won the South this year. Oh, wait. You didn't. You almost won the South. But at least you can all bask in the glory of that 1935 national championship season. Who can ever forget that? When your quarterback wore a fedora during the game instead of a damn helmet. And Fatty Arbuckle was a halftime entertainment. And Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And John Lennon wasn't even born yet. And movies were still called talkies. And the Andrews sisters hadn't formed yet. Anyway, congratulations to Von Miller. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:30. This has been a sponsor of... Oh, wait. Hang on. The first part was sponsored by the Texas Can Academy and DriverSelect.com. This part is brought to you by NBC Universal, who wants to remind you that, that if it's happening on NBC 5 News, then it's your day, your life, your DFW tonight at 10 on NBC 5 News. Get more local. My name is Corby Davidson. Reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Mavericks play basketball next on The Ticker.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
Hello, my name is Corby Davidson. This is your Ticket Ticker. Brought to you by Just Breaks and the Allen Gun Show. The Mavericks won their 10th straight last night, beating the Golden State Warriors as they continue to ride the ass of the San Antonio team, Spurs. Stalking them, I guess, is what they're doing. They did it with two unlikely candidates, two French reserves, Jan Mahinmi and Alexey Ajinka. Mahinmi with a double-double and Ajinka with, I believe, 8-8 or something crazy. In honor of those two Frenchmen, let's play Fou de Fafa from Flight of the Conchords and enjoy cuts from our two French brothers. Bisous, friends.
Happy next night. Hopefully it's not the last time I will be on the court. So, you know, I keep working hard and see what's going to happen in the future.
Perfect game for me in the beginning. I talked with coach and it was definitely a good feeling there. You know, I'd be able to play against those guys, you know. They like to play up-tempo like me, so that's good. That was great.
What?
Just sold my game, taking some rebounds and black shots. That's what pretty much what I do. And in offense, I'm pretty confident with my shots, so that's pretty much what I do.
It was definitely a great feeling to be there, you know, on the floor for those last minute. And yeah, it's great for me. I get more experiences, and that's what I'm looking for. So it was a good feeling. Pretty proud of my defense, you know. I think we did a good job as a team getting all the things we wanted to do in defense. And we stayed together. And in offense, you know, I got a couple of good offensive rebounds, and I got a couple of good backs. Not knowing when I'm going to get my playing time or not, you know, it's good. That means that all the work that I do on an everyday basis works, you know, so I'm going to keep doing what I do and hopefully get more playing time.
Let's Smoke. That's a the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Diamond Doctor. The Diamond Doctor is the official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys and of Craig Jr. Miller. The Diamond Doctor can be your official jeweler, too. Call 972-DIAMOND or go to DiamondDoctor.com and get a bigger diamond at a lower price. Our next ticker at 11:50. I'm Corby Davidson reminding the P1s to B1. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Corby Davidson. Coming up next on The Ticker, we take phone calls. I'm not kidding. Call me.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket Ticker.
All right. This Ticket Ticker, the 11:50 version, is brought to you by Driver Select and USMD Medical Center. It's really close to noon and nothing new has come down the pike. Von Miller won the Butkus Award, so gig him. Congratulations, Von. But let's do what should happen in every ticker. Let's take, let's hit the phones and take some questions concerning tickers and life. So Danny, punch him up. Hello there. You're on the ticket.
Yes, I've got a pirate joke for you.
Go ahead.
All right, so a pirate walks into a bar. He's got his steering wheel from his boat in his pants. Bartender says, "I might, you know, you got a steering wheel in your pants." And the pirate says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
Not bad. Hi, you're on the Ticket Ticker. Give us some sports information.
This is Dr. Openstein. I'm talking to you about Jan Mahini. Do not sell him short.
We will not, sir. Thank you for your phone call. Hi there, you're on the ticker.
Hey, Corby, what are you eating for lunch today?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping that Jersey Mike's might bring up a number 7 Mike's Way with pickles. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good. Are you going to drive your 5 Series to go get one as well?
No, I'm hoping they'll drive me one up here.
Oh, okay.
Work till 3. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Hi there, this is the last call on the ticker.
Hey, how about that right in?
How about it? It was pretty tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad, eh?
You're Canadian, obviously.
Yes. Oh, have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sucky-ass butthole station.
That's the end of that experiment. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:15. I'm Corby Davidson. Oh, crap. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Classic BMW.
No.
Classic BMW. Celebrate the BMW year-end event and receive a BMW holiday credit of up to $2,500 at Classic BMW Spring Creek in the Tollway in Plano. Now, I'm reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Let's talk Cliff Lee next with me. That rhyme.
Sports news first, guaranteed. Ticket Ticker.
Hello. This is the Ticket Ticker. Your sponsors are Student Union and the Diamond Doctor. The Rangers are trying to woo Cliff Lee to stay with the team. The problem is the Yankees are probably going to offer that elusive sixth year in some mystery team. Probably the Grand Prairie Air Hogs are said to be offering 7 years. Talks now are steering towards Zach Greinke and making a trade for the Royals ace. The Rangers aren't giving up on Lee quite yet, though. He is a hunting enthusiast, and they're said to be sweetening the pot with 3 deer carcasses and the entrails of a javelina. They're also going to mate 2 nutrias in his honor and are giving him a snuff film of 2 wild boars. The Mavs won last night, and the Stars look to win the Stanley Cup later this week. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of McDonald's, enjoy a hot chocolate topped with whipped cream and chocolate drizzle from McCafe. Experience sweet chocolate bliss. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:30. I'm Corby Davidson reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Corby Davidson. Is Cliff Lee John Rambo? We'll ask Colonel Trump.
When we say sports, you say now. Ticket Ticker.
Happy lunchtime, America. My name's Corby Davidson. This is the Ticket Ticker brought to you by the Sante Center for Healing and the Diamond Doctor. Well, it's the winter meetings. The talk around baseball is Cliff Lee. Is he Superman? Is he the most powerful human being ever? Can he leap tall buildings in a single bound? Is he John Rambo? Let's ask Colonel Troutman.
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many. Don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Yes! The greatest line ever in the history of film. Let's back it up, though, as Colonel Troutman is not finished. This is Cliff Lee. Replace his name with John Rambo.
Never possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Yes, you are.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Oh, the greatest line in the history of cinema. Apply it to Cliff Lee. That's what we have, hopefully, coming back here to the Texas Rangers. That's the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Classic BMW. Celebrate BMW's year-end event and receive a BMW holiday credit of up to $2,500 at Classic BMW Spring Creek in the Tollway. Now it's time for the Business Ticker, brought to you by the Texas by TexasLending.com and the Diamond Doctor. The Dow is down 3.63 at 11,355. The NASDAQ is up 6 points at 2,604.
My God, this is painful.
The S&P 500 is up. The Amex is down. The NYSE is up.
Please host.
Oh, good God almighty.
Please start hosting.
Here's the rest of the show. Hi, sports are next.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by localblindsandshutters.com and Q Chevrolet. For my last Ticket Ticker, I have no more bad comedy left. I have a simple plea to my boss, Jeff Catlin, to please don't ever make me do this again. Let's recap. I've made fun of several things, including but not limited to the Aggies, the French Connection on the Mavs, black people, Colonel Troutman, Rambo, javelinas, hedgehogs, vaginas, Sean Bass, Sean Bass's fiance, Rick Carlisle, cigarettes, monkeys, the penis, Orange Julius's, frog legs, Mr. and Mrs. Poon, Pearl Harbor, Yoko Ono, meth, Tinkle, Thurston Howell III, cheese, and Datwin. To all of you who I've offended, I apologize. Now I move over to my more natural position. For everybody who's been a part of this one, I'm Dale Hansen. We do thank you for joining us. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 110. This has been brought to you by A Number One Air. Over at A Number One Air, get a heating and AC unit for up to $5,500 off through the end of the new year. Only at A Number One Air. Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New Heat.
New Hat. Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
You jack wagon!
Again, that's 1-800-NEW-HEAT or visit RightDay or RightOrNight.com.
I think this is a joke.
They have hats there?
Tune us in, keep it on, and listen up.